Well, hello everyone. It's actually freezing today, which is why I'm wearing my coat and hat. But I don't know if you've noticed, but Elon Musk has gone very quiet recently, and he's left Doge. Now, he said he was always going to leave Doge, but it's obvious to anybody who watches Elon that he has become what we might call black-pilled, that his attempts to reduce government spending have failed. All of the savings that he made with the Doge cuts have already been redistributed to military spending, to boost military spending. And the Trump administration now wants to use any of the savings towards, you know, further spending elsewhere. So, i.e., no actual money was saved because now it's going to be spent somewhere else. One of the things I notice is that before the election, and in fact during it and after it, as he became the head of Doge, Elon Musk kept on sharing videos and quoting Milton Friedman. And it just so happens that Milton Friedman did try to do his own version of Doge back in the early 1980s under Ronald Reagan. Of course, Milton Friedman was famous for being the chief proponent of Chicago School economics, and he became a very senior and influential advisor to Reagan. What is less known, and everybody knows about monetarism and how he changed Fed policy and things like that, all about the money supply, what is less known is that he wrote this book right here, tricky to get hold of now, in 1983 with his wife, Rose Friedman. It's called The Tyranny of the Status Quo. And in it, basically, Milton Friedman is incredibly black-pilled. He says that even though Reagan spoke the right sort of rhetoric and made some steps in the right direction, when it came to actually making the cuts, just like Elon Musk, he found that it was impossible. And he talks in this book about an iron triangle, he calls it, that is the tyranny of the status quo, the iron triangle. And he says this triangle has three sides. On one side are the beneficiaries of a given law, be it large corporations who benefit from regulations, be it people who are in receipt of welfare, checks, anybody who benefits, farmers who get big subsidies. Any group, basically, that benefits from government handouts is one side of the triangle. Second side of the triangle is politicians. He says, like, when push comes to shove, whether they're Republican or Democrat, politicians, senators, don't want to see their budgets reduced. They always want more budget. And the GOP have been notorious for this. They talk a good game of, you know, making the state smaller, but in practice, they don't actually want a reduction in their federal funding, and they won't actually do anything about it. The third side of the triangle is the bureaucracy, the permanent deep state, as we call it today, who are incredibly influential, of course. And according to Milton Friedman, these three sides of the triangle conspire to make it basically impossible to change anything in Washington. Now, what I was struck by looking at this book again was how many of the same things keep on reoccurring. For example, the money that Milton Friedman was able to save was then immediately pumped into the MIC, the defense spending. So throughout this book, Friedman constantly goes on about people in Washington who are obsessed with pumping the defense budget. And there are lots of other things that he talks about, like inflation and monetary growth. And what I find interesting is that given Elon Musk's interest in Friedman, that he did not come into Washington armed with this knowledge. It's like, oh, he kind of liked the meme version of Milton Friedman, but he hadn't actually read him, because it's obvious to me that he went in there Musk, that is, guns blazing, thinking he'd be empowered to do all of these cuts. And then he found, just like Milton Friedman, that he was faced with the tyranny of the status quo. There's Milton Friedman's wife, by the way, Rose. Now, my point in making this video is not to, you know, I don't particularly, I'm not a libertarian anymore. But it is interesting, isn't it, that the world's most influential economist in the 1980s, at the peak of his powers, was not able to actually make a change to the status quo in Washington. And now, more than 30 years later, literally the world's richest man went in there, empowered by the president, and he still found it basically impossible to make any permanent or lasting change. The swamp is gonna swamp. So the tyranny of the status quo that Milton Friedman was complaining about still is intact. The swamp has not been drained. What did Steve Bannon talk about? Deconstructing the administrative state? That hasn't happened. All that happened was a couple of cuts to US aid and a couple of other symbolic wins for Musk, and that was that. Exactly the same as Friedman, who got a couple of symbolic wins, but ultimately Leviathan grew. Good lesson there for Musk, and I hope actually he sees this and actually picks up a copy of this book, and maybe somebody in the Trump administration picks up a copy of this book, and maybe next time, or this time even, Trump is still there, they can come at it again and do the things that matter. The trouble is, and some people aren't going to like to hear this, Musk I think has realized it, is that by this point, Trump, don't forget, he's been in politics for a decade. Trump is now a politician, which means that he actually forms one side of the triangle. The MAGA base actually form another side of that triangle. There'll be people in the MAGA base who are actually the beneficiaries of government handouts. And the third point, the swamp, the bureaucracy, well, if there's MAGA staffers in there now, they are also now part of the bureaucracy. So, and this is I've got another book here, I'm not going to pick it out now, by a student of Friedman's, or a good friend of Friedman's, Thomas Sowell, and that book is called Knowledge and Decisions. And in that book, Sowell says, look, it doesn't really matter who you put in, the incentives and constraints of the institution and of the office are what they are. So no matter what you think about when you get in there, you're going to find that the things that brought about the current state of play, the current state of quo, now face you. And what's happened is that Team Trump have got in there and they're like, right, now we're going to take a wrecking ball to all this. And those incentives now face him. The fact is, if Trump took an actual sledgehammer to all of this stuff, it wouldn't be very popular. And what it's going to take is a man of iron will, a man who's actually prepared to make unpopular decisions. Something that Blair has talked about many times. Blair has talked about, look, leadership means doing stuff that's unpopular sometimes. And unfortunately, Trump wants to be popular. I don't know why he can't run again. He might as well do it, but it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen because of the iron triangle. So anyway, just a quick one today. I thought that was interesting. Pick up a course at the academic agency, and I'll catch you next time.
If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.